Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 15th. Happy Resurrection Day. Today's sermon passage is Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10. And in this passage, we learn about how God is rich in mercy. That got me thinking, what do I want to be rich in? Do I want to be rich in mercy and love and grace and forgiveness? And how do I go about getting there? How do I want to show up for the people around me today? By the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray that God's word would be a spark in your life today. It would encourage you and strengthen you and remind you of God's great love. Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us have lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that, in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Going back to verse 4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Oh Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you that you are rich in mercy. Help us also to be rich in mercy and not rich in meanness. Help us to be rich in love and not rich in lawlessness or loveless law. Lord, help us to be rich in grace and goodness, in forgiveness and in righteousness. I look forward today to hearing the message preached on this passage. And even now, Lord, we pray for your word to take root in our hearts. Our psalm today is Psalm 64. This is another one for the director of music, a psalm of David. Hear me, my God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly, without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, "Who will see it?" They plot injustice and say, "We have devised a perfect plan. Surely the human mind and heart are cunning." But God will shoot them with his arrows. They will suddenly be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All people will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. all the upright in heart will glory in him. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together, closet sessions and all, froggy voice and all. I'm so grateful for you. As we end today, I want to pray a prayer for mid-afternoon by Saint Basil the Great. This is for the ninth hour, that is, about 3 p.m. O Master and Lord, Jesus Christ, our God, who art long-suffering toward our faults and has brought us even unto this present hour, in which, hanging upon the life-giving cross, you did open unto the good thief the way into paradise, and destroy death by death. Be merciful to us, your sinful and unworthy servants, for we have sinned and transgressed, and we are not worthy to lift up our eyes and look at the height of heaven, since we have forsaken the path of your righteousness and have walked according to the desires of our own hearts. But we pray that out of your boundless goodness you would spare us, O Lord, according to the abundance of your mercy, and save us for your holy name's sake, for our days have been consumed in vanity. Pluck us from the hand of the adversary, forgive us our sins, and kill our fleshly lusts, that putting off the old man, we may put on the new, and may live for you, our Master and Guardian. And now let us end with verses 4 and 5 of Ephesians 2. But because of your great love for us, God, you who are rich in mercy, you have made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace we have been saved. And we thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.